The religious Israel. Did they not say that they built them their gods and say that this is the God that has led us out? But he still didn't forsake them, did they? Did he? No, he didn't. He's going to save his house. That's our only assurance. Hallelujah. And you will know whether you're Israel. You will know whether you're the seed of Yaakov. Because of that small remnant, you shall do one thing that is profound. Can I tell you? You shall prevail in the truth of Yah and you overcome. See, that's how you know. Because did he not prevail? He prevailed. Hallelujah. That Yah changed his name from Yaakov to Yisrael. That you will know that Yah saves. And the strength of your bosom. And we know that. Why? Because we have the Yoshak. We have the Yoshua. Hallelujah. 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 That's what I have. If you don't have that, woe unto you. And so Hezekiah, he was very comfortable. He said, this is all right. You do instruct, you have taught them the Tav, knowledge, the Zokol, the insight, the wisdom, to understand, the discipline, you have taught them that. And for those 7 days doing tabernacle, they rejoice. They offer up their sacrifices unto Almighty Yahweh. We must be taught the shokol, the knowledge. We must shema. We must not only hear it, but we must understand it, perceive it, that it may become a living application in our lives. We hear, but it doesn't become a living application. It must be a living application. What is an application? Something that is applied that produces a result. It must be a living application. And that's what Yahshua came to do, to make it a living word. And I bless Yah for that. That's why the word of Yah has no true power in us. It's not alive in us. Because we have not received the true witness. We have not received that. We are great pretenders. We can pretend we love. We can pretend we care. We can pretend we are so concerned. Isn't that so? Why, sure it is. But the real result of all of that, there will be a true sign of life in that, if it's genuine, and if it's real. She will. Words are wonderful. That's why confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth. You that have had a broken tooth, you know that's miserable. And you that have had a foot out of joint, that is a horrific pain. So if there are unfaithful men, I'm going to deal with these subjects too. I'm going to show you all things in scripture. There are men that are faithful too. Sure it is. So confidence, or to have faith or confidence in one. See how much he is a faithful man, isn't it? He fulfilled every purpose of Almighty, everything that he had been disciplined to do. He fulfilled that. And we must do the very same. We can't be arrogant and haughty. We're not above the reproof of Almighty Yahweh. We have such disdain for each other because we don't believe that there's a true body. We don't believe that there's a true people. And that's why we have disdain for each other. It's a wicked thing. It's a wicked thing. There's an old man down here in this town. His name is Mr. Thunderbird. And he called me the other day, we talked. And of course, I like listening to the old man because he's in his 70s. And there are things that he say, he's a very religious man, but even though there are things that he say that they're right. And I don't try to repudiate him, because I know Yah hasn't let me to do that. He hasn't let me to instruct him in anything. But he says things to me at times, he calls me preacher. But he says things that they're so right, they're so applicable, and they will produce, I don't care whose life is in, it will produce results. It will. And so everything that Yahweh disciplined us with, or every one of his disciplines will produce something. You will see it every day. And every day that he awakens us, there's a form of discipline. Who wants to get up at 5:30 really? Or 4:30? Come on. Told her brother. Nobody wants to get up at that time. No, you don't. Nobody doesn't want to move at that time. You can say what you want to. Nobody wants to get up at 7:30. If I lay here to 9 or 9:30. Hallelujah. It is the same principle with Almighty Yahweh. We just don't want to really hear what he says because it deals with this thing, this stuff here. And this stuff right here despise Yah. You. Your flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will know what a man loves you are because he will faithfully strive by the leading of the Ruah to do all that he commands him to do. And it's written in scripture. I love going to the book and seeing the instructions of Yah. Hallelujah. I want to read something out of the Apocrypha, the wisdom of Sirach. I think it's profound. And I want to read this. It says in Sirach 42:8, you that have the Apocrypha, it's wonderful. I like what it says. It says in Sirach 42:8, be not ashamed, and look what Yah said to the wise men, those that instruct, be not ashamed to instruct a Yassah. Now I want to, before I go further than that word Yassah or instruct here, it is in Strong's Concordance 32:56. It is from the word Yaka. It is the primitive root to chastise, literally, with blows. But that's what it says. To literally put the punch to them. With blows. Figurative. To instruct. To literally show. Now this is what it says in the Apocrypha. The same word, Yasha. It says to discipline, to instruct, to correct. Do not be ashamed to instruct. Now this is what it says. The stupid or the foolish or the aged man who quarrels with the young. Now that is astounding, isn't it? So he speaks to those of counsel. This is what this is in reference to. In the Apocrypha, the wisdom, Sirach, it says, do not be ashamed to instruct the Yaksha, to chastise, to discipline, to literally take blows. Don't be ashamed this to Yaksha, the stupid or the foolish or the aged man who loves to quarrel with the young. It says, then you will truly instruct and will be approved before all men. So when men see that, they will sense that, whoa, that there's something there that deals with men in a fair sense of nature. And that's the way Yah does. He will Yasha. He will take blows. He rule with a rod of iron, doesn't he? So he used that to put some blows on your buttock. To bust your butty. To bruise your butt. And he used it with blows. Did he not bruise? How much? Did it not please him to bruise him? Did he not suffer that for our iniquitous ways? Our iniquity was upon him. Did he put blows on him? For some reason, we have painted him to be something that is this mystical thing. And he's found here in the book. This will give you a more superb description of him than anything. If he came down and talked to you, there's nothing. Because if it's not a witness of this, you can say he talked to you from Monday to Tuesday. It means nothing because it must be on the principles of Torah. It has to be. Period. You so don't be ashamed to instruct the Yasha. Foolish men. Stupid women. Nutty. Fruity. Hallelujah. And don't want to quarrel with a young reprover. Shut your mouth. Be quiet. Hallelujah. Need to learn how to be quiet. And then you will be truly instructed. You will truly be instructed once one does that. And you will be approved. You'll be accepted before all men. Jeremiah, turn there quickly. 6:8. Yahweh warns us now, and this is something that we despise. We don't want the chastening of Yah. You must understand, we know the account of Israel as Jeremiah spoke to them. He says in Jeremiah 6:8, Yahweh commands, he says, be you instructed, O Jerusalem. Now listen to this. Unless or least my Ruah, my soul, depart from you. We don't understand the value of the prospering of instruction or discipline or chastising or reproof or correction or critique. The enemy has turned our love away from that, hasn't he? He said to Jerusalem, they were full of sin, they were full of abominable practice and wickedness. He said, be you instructed, O Jerusalem, lest my ruah, my soul depart from you, lest I make you desolate, a land not inhabited. Well, Yahweh has never done that before, has he? He has in Sodom and Gomorrah, did he? Couldn't find 10 in there that had a right ruah. He let out Lot in his house. Jezebel wife turned around and became a pillar of salt. He said, I want you to receive my instructions now. Hear my Nabi, hear my judges, hear what they say. At least I'm gonna depart from you. And you're gonna become desolate, you're gonna become empty. And there are you that are so empty, there's no life in you. You're just empty as an empty jug. Hallelujah. As the old congregation would say, preach on, preacher. That I'm going to do. He says, unleash my ruah depart from you. Now, why did he give that instruction? Turn quickly to the 17th chapter, verse 23. Look what he says now. Jeremiah 17:23. But they obeyed me fully. Jeremiah 17:23. And they love and obeyed me. Say it again, Yosef. They obey what? If they obey not, they did not obey. That's the way we are we not? We don't want to obey no one. We want to think that we are the prima donnas. And they obey not, neither inclined their ear, but made their neck stiff, that they might not hear nor receive. Now this is Moshe here. They might not receive the instructions of Yah, the discipline, the chastening, the correction. They stiffen their necks. I'm not going to receive that. And that's the way we are. When someone speaks to us, the discipline, the Moshe of Yah, we stiffen our necks. I'm not going to hear that. I don't want to hear that. He said they will not obey. They will not incline their ear. They will not shemak. They will not hear. They cannot receive the instructions. They stiffen their neck. They simply not tall. They turn aside. And that's what we do. We turn aside to things that are appeasing to our flesh. When we are instructed by Yah, we are chastened and disciplined. We turn aside, away from that and turn to things that are more applicable to our own arrogance, our pride, and we find someone of the same nature. Hallelujah. Is that all right, old man? All right then. Todaya. This is in the book. There's nothing that, I don't have to add anything to it. I'm just telling you what's in the book. And the ruah of this generation. And that's the way it is. Hallelujah. I want to read a few more scriptures before I close. Listen to this. I want you to hear this. You don't have no Apocrypha. But it's so profound. That's why I like to read from the Apocrypha, the book of Enoch. I read those kinds of things. We have time for everything but Yah. Everything. And something is wrong with us. The night I sat there was 12 o'clock before. I would have stayed there till 2. And Sister Roberts, she came, and I said, hi, Sister Roberts, how are you doing? I'll be to bed. I'm coming. Just give me time, because I become so engaged in things that I just can't move. That's just the way I am. When my mind is inspired, when y'all begin, I just can't move. Hallelujah. I may pay for it the next day, but that's all right. I get refreshed by those things that he has opened up unto me. Look what it says quickly in Sirach. Hear this. It's in Sirach. If you have the Apocrypha, you go there and find it when you get home. It's in 44 verse 4. It says this in Sirach. It says, leaders of the people in their deliberation and in their understanding of learning, former people, wise in their words of instructions. And that's what leaders do. They Moshe. They chasten, they discipline, they instruct you. In every facet of life, there are leaders in our lives. I don't care where you go. I don't care what they mention you in. They're always leaders. On job, they may have a supervisor, and they may have a foreman. They may have a lead person. And when you're not doing your job right, they say, hey, come on, Gene Roberts, get on the stick. And there are those that are younger than you, and they are the supervisors, they are the leaders. Hey, Horn, Jermaine, get on the stick, man. You're not pulling up the snuff at the first. Oh yes, sir. We began to move with expediency. Have you ever been on a job? They told you that. And you fear that too. But with someone that has a Ruach of Yahweh, you're damned about sottish arrogance, your stupefied, dullard mind, you rise up. And the multitude of counselors and leaders and people that speak counseling words to you, there's safety. But because of our arrogance, we resist that. That's why you're full of poverty. You look so down. You look so trodden down. Nah, I'm rich. I don't have a dime. I don't have one nickel. I have a little change over there, but it's not my money. I use it for the kingdom. I don't use it for some personal lust. And that is the truth. I don't give a damn. I say it that way. But anyone says when it comes to that, I know. And my life asks what I do with that. It speaks for it. Hallelujah. I don't care what you say. That's the truth. My concern is more for you. When you're happy, I'm happy. That makes me fat. I'm serious. That makes me happier than anything. I don't need anything. I really don't. I just need more of Him. That's all. I'm not inspired for things that they have. There was a brother that sent a tremendous amount of brand new clothing. Brother McDowell, bless you out there, brother, in Grand Junction, Kansas. He's a contractor. He's that build houses, Pastor Roberts. I do those kinds of things. He sent a tremendous offering. But he bought shoes and clothing. Brother McDowell, we have a brother here by the name of Brother Jason. He was the one that most of the things could fit. I'm a big man, Brother McDowell, so you need to wrench up the sizes of things when you send the next load. You miss me. Royally. There was nothing I could take. Nice shoes. I mean, just nice. All duck head. All nice things. They all were. Two huge boxes. I mean, my. And then the offering inside was what astounded me. And he's a very pleasant man when you just talk to him. He just a very mild, very pleasant man. He said, listen, all the time, Pastor Robert, you'd be surprised. The people out there that are hearing and listen to the broadcast. I got a letter from someone that was in Walterboro. They wrote me the other day and asked for the newsletter. So Yahweh, his instruction to Israel, he's going to instruct them. And if we're not instructable, we're not his house. Period. I'm going to close here in Shirach. And one verse what Shaul says in Colossians, but this was, it says in Shirach 39, verse 1 through 8. I'm going to read it. It says, on the other hand, the book of Shirach is a book of wisdom, a book of knowledge and instruction. It says, on the other hand, he who devotes himself to study. Now, listen now. He says, on the other hand, he that is disciplined, devotes himself to study of the Torah. Now, that is wonderful, isn't it? I don't care whether it's coming from the Apocrypha or Mishli or Tehillim, that's profound. When a man devotes himself to the study of the Torah of the Most High, will seek out wisdom of all the ancient, the men that have experience and those that have knowledge of Yah, and will be concerned with prophecy, the Mashah, the burdens of Yah. When a man studies the Torah, when he seeks out the wisdom of Torah, he has a burden. He understands the masah, or the burdens of prophecy, because he knows that they're real. He will preserve the discourse of notable men and penetrate to the subtleties of parable. That's simply saying that he will strive to understand the sayings, the parable of Yahweh. He will move beyond the limitations of his own flesh. He will preserve those things that Yahweh has spoke by men, whereby his word has penetrated their mind, and it will penetrate his mind as well. He will seek out the hidden meanings. Now that's what we need to do. Someone says something to us, we need to seek out the hidden meanings. He will seek out the hidden meanings of Proverbs or Mishli and be at home with the obscurity of the parable. He will sit at his home and say, what is that? That's nice there. I just don't understand it. Y'all, you got to help me. And all of a sudden, it's like a light goes up. Boom! It's revealed to it. He will serve among great men and appear before rulers. He will travel through the land of foreign nations, for he tests the good and the evil among men. He will set his lamp to rise early to seek. Yeah, we don't like doing that. We don't even want to pray. He will set his heart. That's his purpose, to rise early to seek Yah who made him, and will make supplications before the Most High. He will open his mouth and to feel our prayer and make supplication for, listen now, this is a wise man I'm talking about, isn't it? But he will make supplication for his sins, his transgressions against Yah. If the great Yahweh is willing, he will be filled with the Ruah of understanding. It's one thing that Evangelist Horn will often tell us, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of Almighty Yahweh, who give willingly, liberally, and upbraideth not. So this man will be endowed with the power of Yah's wisdom. He will pour forth words of wisdom and give Torah to Yah in prayer. He will thank Yah. He will bless him. He will direct his counsel and his knowledge aright, and he will meditate on his secrets. And this is the conclusion of this man. He will reveal instructions, the mosar, the disciplines, the chastising. He shall reveal instructions in his teaching and will magnify the Torah of Yahweh's covenant. He will lift up and esteem the very law of the Torah of Yah, what he has done for Israel, and make known unto us the very promises of Almighty Yah that is revealed, or that are revealed in Yahshua. We have a lively promise. Shaul says this, I'm going to close this. He sends greetings to all the brothers of Colossia, and he says this. He concludes this with a blessing to them. He says in Colossians 4:10, Aretaeus, my fellow prisoner, he says, salutes you. And Marcus, sisters, son of Barnabas. Touching, now look what he says here. Now this, he says, touching whom you receive commandments or instructions. If he come to you, receive him. If he comes, you receive the correction. You receive the instruction, because he is a fellow soldier and a fellow laborer of the instructions of Almighty Yah. A wise man will Yahsha. A wise man will instruct his people. And the fruits of his understanding will be trustworthy. That's all right. Was HaMashiach a wise man? Did he instruct us? The fruit of his understanding, is that fruit of his understanding in us? It should be. May Yah bless you, may enrich you. You that are listening, may his strength rest upon you in a mighty way. May the word tonight be an inspiration. May the word of Yah help you and strengthen your love, that you may run on, as the old kid Ocean would say, to see what the end shall be. Yah bless you. Be encouraged. Be faithful unto him. Let us stand to our feet. Bless you all that are listening everywhere. Brother McDowell, you are there. Shalom, my brother. The brother Shisintota, thank you for all of your great gifts, the kindness of your love. Hallelujah. We bless you, my brother. Thank you very much. He's an older brother. Sister Mary there in Chicago, may Yah strengthen you tonight. Be of great, cheerful courage. Everything is well. Hallelujah. Things may seem the way they are, but Yah is greater than every circumstance. Trust him above all things, and he shall replenish your heart. He will make everything all right. In all things we do, barak you tonight. Yah, may your word be a season blessing to all of us. Take us home safely as this nice season is upon us. Bless them all, I pray, and comfort the love of your people. Those that are listening, Pastor Aji, and those that are with him in the Ghana, Elder Martin, Pastor Babu. Bless these men, Yah. We bless you that we were able to send them wonderful offerings, Yah, to help, because they're hungry, Yah. We understand that. We can't help everyone, but we will be faithful in that endeavor. Bless you in Yahshua's name. Yah, we bless you all. Be encouraged.